Let's go to Lucy Roffey now, Central Goldfields Shire CEO, as our regular Wednesday catch-up. Lucy, morning to you.
Good morning.
How you doing?
Oh, we're trying to stay warm as the last week. It's been terribly cold, hasn't it?
I know, it's terrible. But anyway, yeah, I'm over winter already. I want to get my shorts back on. Anyway, look, let's talk about the makers and collectors market, because even if it's cold, rug up and get out, because it's on this Sunday and it is absolutely well worth going to have a look at.
That's right. So it's a long weekend, and if people are looking for things to go and do, we've got a makers and collectors market this Sunday across the Shire from 11 till 4 p.m. So in all of our towns, Denali, Talbot and Maribyrnong, they're all participating. And it's an opportunity to have a look at some of the great shops that we've got that are full of bric-a-brac, antiques, homemade crafts, and also a lot of our artists as well who make goods. So if you're looking for something to do and you love that sort of market feel, across the Shire there'll be signs out the front of shops that are participating. It's this beautiful sort of eye-catching blue display carts that will say that these shops are participating in this market. So rather than holding a market where you go to one place and they're all there, this idea is a deconstructed market, really. So you can go around to all the different shops who are participating, and it'll be a great way to get involved and have a bit of fun over the long weekend.
Yeah, it's a very novel idea. It's fantastic. All right. Now, MASH information sessions. I started humming the theme to the TV show. I can't get it out of my head now as soon as you said this, but I'm taking that it's nothing to do with the television series or the movies.
No, it's a pity, isn't it? But I did love MASH as well.
Yeah.
But it stands for More Australian Solar Homes. And Central Goldfields has been involved with this program for some time, where community members can buy solar panels at a bulk buy price. So a lot of councils in the region are involved in this bulk buy process as well. So on Thursday, the 16th of June, from 6 till 7:30, anyone who's really interested in knowing how this works, what is covered under the program, how they can get the return on the investment, because often with solar, there's a little bit of investment up front, but overall, obviously, you reduce your power bill. So it's a really great session to find out all that you need to know about how that works and how you can get involved. So I really encourage people to come along if they're thinking about solar. And particularly, as we all know, electricity prices are going up, so now is a really good time for people to think about adding solar onto their homes.
Yes, indeed. All righty. And last chance to apply for a community grant.
That's right. We've got $33,000 in our community grants program this year. So grants start at $500, and any community organisations that have got a great idea about activities programs or small events or even equipment and infrastructure that they need to deliver those programs, can apply for a community grant. They close on Monday the 13th of June, so again, over the long weekend, it's a great time to get online and fill in one of those community grant applications. And if there's any further information required, you can give us a call at council or go onto the website under Community Grants 2022, and all the information about how to apply is there.
Lovely. All right, Lucy, listen, great to chat. Talk soon. Take it easy. Enjoy your long weekend.
You too. Bye.
Lucy Roffey from the Central Goldfields Shire on Gold Centre of Victoria.